Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Milford Oyster Festival happening tomorrow. Extreme headlining on the big stage. On the phone right now, Pat Badger, bass player from Extreme. Good morning. You guys ready to play Milford?
Yeah, I'm getting totally pumped. It's the first real little, tour that Extreme's done in a while. We've been doing some one-offs, but we're, but I've never been to an Oyster Fest. What happens down here?
Well, let it was just one thing.
If there's 50,000 people, how many oysters are down there? 50,000 people.
You know, I didn't count.
We have that statistic.
Yeah.
Right? How many oysters they went through?
Yeah.
If there's that many oysters, is there enough ice to keep them, or do they, sit out in the hot sun?
Have them early.
Yeah. Probably your best bet.
Yeah.
Because I love oysters, but I don't want to cancel the rest of the tour due to food poisoning.
Yeah. Do you have a bathroom on the bus?
You don't want to be that guy.
No.
Hold on. Phil just looked it up.
More than 30,000 oysters, according to the Milford Oyster Festival website.
I tell you, there's going to be a lot of horny dudes the next morning.
Yes, there is. Don't walk through the crowd. You walk through kind of like walking through the gauntlet.
When did you join Extreme? You were there right in the beginning, right?
Oh, yeah. I joined Extreme. It's hard to believe now, but it was almost 30 years ago. I guess it was 30 years ago. Yeah.
You were 5 years old? Yeah.
We put our first album out in 1989. It's hard to believe.
Damn.
But, time flies. Yep.
How did you guys come together?
So there was a band called The Dream back in the day that was Paul Geary and Gary. Gary Sharon had... And Nuno and I used to play in different bands that used to open for those guys around the Boston clubs. And then at one point, Gary and Paul, met Nuno and they hit it off and things were kind of not going so well with the original two guys. And then Nuno stepped in and then about a year later, I joined.
And then Gary goes off to sing with Van Halen. Were you in the band when Van Halen approached Gary to sing for them?
Well, Extreme had broken up at that point. We toured until about 1996. And, Gary and I at the time were talking about, well, do you want to continue on and find a new guitar player or whatever? And right around that time, we had been managed by Ray Daniels, who managed Rush and managed Van Halen. And so he said, Eddie and Sammy aren't getting along and they're looking for a new singer. Would you be interested in going to audition? And at that point I said, Gary, you got to go. This is an opportunity of a lifetime to play with, my favorite band of all time.
Yeah.
So it was kind of surreal. And so, he went out to, audition. I remember him calling me and saying, Pat, I think I'm in the band. Eddie, he pulled me aside and I think we're really hitting it off. And I think I'm joining Van Halen. And so it was a bizarre thing. I ended up going up and hanging out up at 5150 while Gary was recording the album with them. Ended up being friends with those guys. And it was a bizarre, from my perspective, it was strange to go up there and hang out in a place that hallowed ground to me,
Yeah. Well, you're probably, in high school, doodling Van Halen logos on your
I remember I saw them in 1981 at the Boston Garden. It was a show that changed my life. I'm like, okay, I want to do what those guys are doing up there. That looks like a lot of fun.
Were you a bass player when you saw them in 81?
I was, yeah.
Okay. Nice. So then you knew, all right, that's it. I'm going for rock star status.
Yeah. But I was a young kid. I was I was in middle school. I was in junior high school when in 1981.
And then there are now in 5150, and there's Michael Anthony, there's Eddie, there's Alex. Yeah. That has to be nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nuts.
You achieved.
I got an opportunity to hold his Frankenstrat guitar.
Jesus.
And I got a photo holding the Frankenstrat, leaning on the amp that recorded all the early Van Halen stuff.
I'm
like, how did I get here? This is the guitar on the amp that played, Running with the Devil and Eruption. it was crazy.
It's a good feeling.
In the Jump video. Yeah. And they were great guys. They were so kind to us.
Nuno told a story on another radio station where he said he was backstage somewhere, dicking around with his guitar. Eddie Van Halen appears backstage. And Eddie Van Halen picks up Nuno's guitar and starts playing it. And it sounds like Eddie's guitar. And Nuno is like, Eddie's tone comes from his fingers, not from his tuning. And I thought that was interesting. Did you experience that or see that or hear that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when he picks up a guitar, even unplugged out of the amp, it sounds like Eddie. You know, it really is incredible. And I remember another time that Nuno said he plugged into Eddie's amp, and he was hoping to sound, you know, like get Eddie's tone, but then he was like disappointed that it still just sounded like him.
Which sounding like Nuno Bettencourt is not a bad thing.
Nah, not a terrible thing.
Yeah,
about, no.
Yeah, but you got to understand that Nuno's idol, you know, one of his big, you know, influences is Eddie.
Well, that album, the Van Halen 3, I mean, it didn't go anywhere. It kind of fell flat. I saw Gary. I hung out with him backstage at Madison Square Garden with Van Halen on that tour, and you know, I didn't see that one coming. I thought it would be huge. I thought Gary was going to be in the band forever, like Sammy. What do you think happened there?
Well, I think Gary, you know, obviously gets a bad rap for being, you know, that it's his fault or whatever. But honestly, the time I was up there, they had a producer, but I don't think the producer was the right guy for Van Halen. And I think Eddie was a lot at the helm on that project. It's hard to be the surgeon and the patient at the same time.
Right.
You need, like, usually it's good to have an outside producer that, you know, can... you know, make unbiased judgment calls. And you know, it's just like, you know, would Tom Brady be the best quarterback of all times if he didn't have a coach and didn't have other people calling plays?
Right. Gotcha.
Probably not, you know? So, you know, at that time, I think Eddie was taking a lot of the control, and maybe the album, you know, they should have had, you know, more outside influence on it.
When I heard Eddie singing lead on a song, I thought,
not a good idea.
Not great.
No.
How many say I?
Yeah. I tried to forget that. Thank you for bringing that back.
Yeah. But look, Gary, great singer.
Gary's
Nuno,
the best.
One of the greatest guitar players ever.
Yep.
And then Pat Badger, one of the greatest bass players ever.
Extreme is a great band.
You're an underrated bass player.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. I do. I bring in a stunt bass player.
That's cool.
Your secret?
Yeah, see?
Ha.
That is.
You're obviously going to play more than words. And what do you do when that song's being played? Do you like light a lighter?
I gotta tell you, it's like, you know, the whole Pavlov's dog thing.
Yeah.
Ever since 1990, I have been having a cold one on the side of the stage or in back of my amp while they sing More Than Words.
Oh, cool. We'll join you.
So now, no matter where I go, if I'm in an elevator, the song comes on, I instantly get thirsty.
Nice.
I was in the dentist chair one time. And I was like, you know, they wanted to flush my mouth out. And I'm like, do you have a cold Amstel Light right now?
Exactly.
Or, you know,
yeah.
How about a nice IPA?
You're good to go. Yeah.
God bless the song. I mean, you know, who's going to complain about having a number one hit? But, you know, there was a little bit of an identity thing where people, you know, thought, oh, you know, maybe they have a whole album of songs that are similar to this. And we were more of a hard rock band. Again, you know, it was like our biggest song ended up being a song that, you know, was a little bit of an anomaly.
Great song. It's an anthem.
You know,
it's your Freebird.
Is. Yeah. Only a lot shorter.
Right.
You know, we've had so many people tell us that was our wedding song. That was my prom song.
Yep.
The first time I ever got laid was to that song.
Oh, you got my note. Okay, cool.
Yeah. The one and only time?
Yes, exactly.
So I need it's like you listen every day.
I need you to play it again, please. Thank you.
To relive.
Yeah.
Relive the moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you on stage tomorrow. Extreme playing the Milford Oyster Fest tomorrow. Free concert. Weather's going to be great. Thank you, Pat.
Awesome.
Brooke Lou Ellen Smith.
Thanks for showing up.
Of course.
On time.
Yeah, really.
Oh, wait, you didn't.
Oh. Llewellyn was driving, not Brooke or Smith.
Right. She has all these names because.
Exactly. Yeah. Apparently Smith had the GPS,
multiple,
but Llewellyn didn't have that part.
Multiple personalities.
Right. I greatly apologize.
Right.
More than just the three personalities, many more.
Well, four, actually.
So Llewellyn, Brooke, and Smith all apologize.
Exactly, all of them.
Yes, I greatly apologize.
Well, good to see you.
Yeah.
It's great to see you.
I heard, so the last time she was on, we were trying to fix her up because that's what we do.
Yes.
And the guy went out to her show and...
It failed.
It didn't
fail. No, the show failed or he failed?
All right.
He failed.
He failed, okay.
All right, so it just wasn't a match.
Yeah.
No,
he was a nice guy.
He was
very funny on the air.
Right.
He was very funny, yes, but in person it just did not click.
So right. Back to fishing.
And that's okay. That doesn't,
that is fine. You know,
that's a part of the process.
Right, the line's right. Back in the water.
The sparks.
Right. Exactly.
Sparks were there.
No sparks.
Sparks.
Like
sparks.
A dud. Yeah. Right.
There's a lovely lady out there for him. It's just not you.
Right,
not
right.
Me.
Different lovely lady.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Well, good to see you.
It's great to see you.
We're going to launch into Loser of the Week soon, so get your nominations ready, everybody.
Okay.
We're doing a study. 45% of Americans wear underwears for 2 days or longer. Where do you fall in this?
The same pair of underwear?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, you know, like more than one day.
No.
I usually don't wear underwear.
How many days do you wear underwear?
She said, I don't wear underwear.
I usually don't wear any.
Really? Oh, so you're...
I'm in a dress right now, so I'm being a lady. I'm being a nice young lady and wearing underwear. Usually, I try to avoid it.
Like if you're wearing pants, no underwears.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I avoid it.
Commando.
Yeah, most of the time.
Is it called Commando when it's a girl?
No, it's Commandette.
doesn't really have the same zing for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I don't want to hear Commando.
It's called Hera! Like,
that's no. True.
I can see where that would be unsettling.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't want to. I'm Commando.
Right.
Oh, great.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Do they do the trick where they like flip it inside out and then like turn it around? Or they just.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we don't have no idea. They didn't mention that part.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
What's this trick now? Oh.
Turning it inside out. Like
if you're doing it 2 days,
right.
Do you.
Yeah, you can flip it inside out and then I hear people turn it around and then.
Yes,
turn it inside out and around.
I mean, I don't know about you, Brooke, but I can't turn my underwear around very effectively.
Neither can I. It wouldn't cover
why?
Anything.
Well, no.
Inside out, maybe, but like definitely not backwards.
Why is that?
Why not?
Thongs.
Well, yeah, you have a thong in the wrong place.
Exactly.
Not
enough.
Gotcha.
Well,
we found something else out today.
No one likes a front wedgie.
Right.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes.
Hmm. There's some thoughts on that one, but I'm self-editing.
So if you're a guy and you have the little pee flap by your butthole, you know you flipped it around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Right. That's
pee
not
flap.
A, it's not a poop shoot.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Right. Little trap door.
I feel like you need more room for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to cut it up a little bit.
Right. Yeah. You need
Otherwise,
more room.
Right.
You definitely need more room.
Yeah. Isn't that?
But I would think being.
These are modern problems here.
Just thinking out loud.
Yes.
I would think if you're a girl and you have the thong on the wrong way, that would actually be kind of cool, no?
I feel like it doesn't fit.
Well,
it wouldn't.
I mean, it.
You feel like, or have you tried it?
I have not tried it.
On a bumpy road, they'd be smoking a cigarette later.
Right.
I'm sure in a rush, I've put it on the wrong way, but I knew right away.
Oh,
because
okay.
It's right in there. The
right.
Seam goes where it shouldn't
yeah.
be.
When I got you.
When your butt looks like a pirate all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
Arr.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Me
like,
neither.
Oh. Like this one. See, we get the visual. It's very, very funny.
No problem. Yeah.
Brooke Llewellyn Smith, comedian in studio right now.
Yeah.
She's at Pete's Candy Store in Brooklyn, August 31st, and at the State House in New Haven, September 3rd. Let's take Janice and Naugatuck. Janice.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I back that woman up 100,000%. I have a dog.
Can only go up to 100 when it's percentage.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would never, ever, ever, ever leave my dog alone. I don't care what degree it was.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever.
Where's
ever,
the dog now?
Ever, ever
yeah.
Left in the car
in
Excuse me?
All right. So you would never leave your dog in a hot car?
No.
How right. about a cold car?
If I was sitting with her, yes.
Or a train car.
All right. So you wouldn't leave her in a car,
clown car.
By herself?
Right.
No.
All right.
No.
Just checking. All right. You check out.
Do you bring her in the supermarket with you?
No. If I have to go somewhere, I'm usually with somebody else. One of us stays in the car and the other one goes in the store.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Gotcha. Got down to a science, obviously.
That's a lot of, that's a lot.
It is. Handlers. Yep.
Right,
yeah.
So you're always traveling.
She's my everything. So
you're gonna sing, are you?
Good for you, girl.
Yeah. So I got her back, and whoever.
I feel
that
like I woke up and I'm in the middle of Oprah.
Now you mean the show?
I'm like, did I wake up in the middle of an Oprah episode?
The show. Kind of weird there.
You know, I'll grow old with a bunch of dogs instead of a bunch of kids. So
yeah, right. You're not a kid person.
I love kids, but I don't know.
As soon as you hear someone say, I love kids,
but,
you know, the next word is but.
Right.
But they're kind of jerks. They're little tiny.
They're kind of
jerks. They have no filter. People wandering around, always sticking.
They have
who
no filter.
That?
No. No.
If I mean, neither do I.
AJ, Brooke, Brooke, AJ.
How you doing? Yeah. I mean, if a kid.
I'm going to sit back for a couple minutes.
If a 6-year old kid tells you're ugly, you are.
You are very ugly.
Yeah. They would not say, oh, yeah, nice features over here, but this part's going. No. Then they have no filter. They have no bounds.
They will cry.
Everything they do has to be perfect. You know, yeah, they're a perfect world. And the parents are always like my child is everything. Oh, my God.
I have a 5-year old sister. She punched me in the face.
And you got in trouble for it, didn't you?
Why would I get in trouble? I put her in timeout, but then she made me feel bad.
Oh.
Like I had done something wrong.
Mental tricks.
I was like, you hit me in the face.
Should put her in a hot car.
I should have left her in a hot car.
She tried to. The damn kid got the window open. Well, it's me. Next time, tie the kid.
See how Meriden Talks reacts to that.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
So the Ashley's
AJ's not a fan of kids.
No.
So when you said I like kids, but right. I thought, oh, this is going to be a moment.
Exactly.
I'm leaning more towards cats and dogs.
Oh, cats! There you go. Cool. We're good.
Oh my God, Phil! You know we need like you know that movie music where you know two people meet and they lock eyes.
Yes.
And like all right, cue music.
Yeah.
Right. That's what just happened here.
Yeah, it's the end of Sleepless in Seattle all right. over again. Yes, it is.
Like the twinkle toes.
Wow, people who hate children.
I'm not that
same.
Messed
hate
up,
them.
Am I?
No, oh, yes, you do.
I don't hate them either. I don't own
oh,
any.
Oh, you do.
I don't own any.
Exactly.
And then I get really round, and then everything's sad.
Then you got to like work out really hard to get everything back in shape again.
And right. I don't work out now.
It. Yeah, exactly right.
I'll just be a big saggy mess.
Exactly right.
Dogs won't do that to you.
No.
Right.
Exactly. Dogs or cats, because you can't chase them around.
Exactly.
This is the eHarmony song. Huh? It's the best I got right now.
Seriously? We're not an ad, you idiot.
They're not bonding on that level.
No, we're not. No. We're both united in our fight against kids.
Right.
The best is when I worked for a daycare.
You worked for a daycare?
I worked for a daycare for
oh,
two
Oh, Jesus. This is why
days.
She hates
two
kids.
Days. Two whole days.
2 days.
2 days.
And I was like, you know what? I'm out. Right. I don't need to see little
all these sticky things
naked
are running around.
Kids running around.
Wait, hold on.
Right. It's a naked daycare.
So how old were you?
I was 23.
23.
23. I worked there 2 days.
Two whole days.
2 days. And I...
You applied for the job. You went through the interview process. They told you what the job is about.
They checked the mental
somewhere. It must have said somewhere you're going to be dealing with kids.
Drug testing,
yes.
Yep.
Then what happened day one where you thought, I'm not sure if this is for me?
You can't smoke weed.
How long into day one?
They were just so needy.
They're a kid.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I need a nap. Yeah.
They were 1.5 to 2 years old, and they were just constantly crying, throwing things. I watched a kid take a pillow and put it over another kid's face. I was like, are we murdering each other?
Right.
Is that what the curriculum is?
Did you stop the kid, or did you say, well
no,
that'll be one
him.
Less kid I have to worry
no,
about?
She joined him.
Oh, yeah, I helped
push down harder. Push down harder.
Like,
now, these are all jokes,
right.
People, if
yeah.
you're just tuning in.
We're not
relax.
Murdering kids,
right.
I promise.
No.
It's
no,
just,
no.
They're just jokes.
Just jokes, people.
And nothing here is being condoned.
As far as you know, yeah.
I worked as a summer camp counselor for years, and it's a hard job.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you turn your back for 1 second, there's this little kid. 1 second, I wasn't looking. He had stuck both of his hands in blue paint and had smeared it all over his face and his arms. He looked like he was a member of the Blue Man Group.
Blue Man Group.
And he was
right.
walking around.
Oh, the worst is when they try to touch you after that and you're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How do I grab
they
you?
They always smell like grape soda and they're sticky. Why is that?
You walked out in the middle of the day too?
It was the end of the day.
And
I was like, today's the day I won't come back.
Right.
I left something there. I was like, they can have it.
Right.
They can
Did
have
Did you call?
I texted someone. I was like, can I get that back? They didn't answer. I was like, it's yours.
Screw
the kids.
I'm not coming back.
Let
yes.
the kids play
but
with
did
it.
You tell them you weren't coming back?
It
was a bag of weed.
You know what? I did. What? Yes, yeah. I left my drugs at the daycare.
Right. The kids found it. They slept like that. And they ate all
good decisions.
Cookies.
Good decisions.
They ate all the cookies.
That's the secret.
Just can I have that weed back? The other teacher was like, no, I need it.
Right. All the kids took a nap like that.
Custodian Pat.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Good morning,
Custodian Pat.
I want to let you guys know it's been a long, hot summer here at the school. We got the school almost ready. 9 days, they'll be coming back. But I got teachers that are coming back that I got to nominate some of them for Loser of the Week. They're coming back complaining that their room wasn't put back correctly.
Oh, those damn teachers.
The rules. You've been off for 2 months. You've been home by your pool or whatever the heck you're doing. We're sweating, stripping floors, waxing floors.
Working Home Depot.
And you're upset because this didn't get put right. This note goes here, that goes there. We don't have time for that right now. 9 days, we're going to be packed with 500 kids in this school.
In one room, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Some of them are upset because now they have to share a room with another teacher. May they be like a reading specialist and a therapist now because of the more kids came into the school, which is a blessing. Now we have to consolidate some of the classrooms, so now they're losing their minds because they have to share a room with somebody else, and it's like,
You're making Brooke wish she never left that daycare center.
Really, yeah. She's rethinking it now.
Hey, yes.
They either got to put another floor on the school or I get rid of the teacher.
I remember that. You walk into school the first day and the floors are so damn clean.
Yep.
Like by the everything end of the year, is sparkling.
Then Then like a weekend.
Then the door closed.
But there's no scuffs. Like everything is just pristine. It's got that smell of just.
The new school smell.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to get educated. It's going to be great.
Even the bathroom. Look, there's an actual toilet
you
in
got
here.
Your new book bag and your...
Yeah.
Nobody cares in October.
Newest clothes.
Right. The urinals are actually clean. Yep.
I remember kids like balling up wet toilet paper and throwing it to the ceiling.
That was a teacher who did that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You love those kids, right, Custodian Pat?
Let me tell you this much. The teachers are worse than the kids. They're bigger slobs than some of the kids.
Why are you talking like you're an announcer at a stadium? Trying to change his voice so people don't identify him.
This way you don't say, oh, there's so-and-so the custodian.
Coming up on the outside now, we've got this horse, the number 17, passing down the number 19 on the inside.
And it's complaining,
he's
charging
hard.
Hey, tell us some of the stuff you've seen like kids do. Like to the toilet or to whatever.
It's unbelievable. It's in between of shoving so much toilet paper, or now we have these new paper towel dispensers where you hit it and it's a big roll and it just keeps coming out. They'll go through a whole roll in you know, one bathroom setting. The cafeteria, forget it. Our kitchen, God. They are the biggest slobs in there. It's unbelievable.
It's called job security.
The dumpster outside the cafeteria. In June is just
the ripest.
Death.
Yes. The ripest.
The worst, rotting milk.
The worst when they picked that dumpster up and they tilted and all that juice came out.
Right.
And it stayed there for days.
Right.
It never dried.
Oh, yeah.
That was my nickname.
We're
in
not sure
dumpster juice.
Dumpster juice.
Nice.
That's very sexy.
That's game for band, too.
I want dumpster juice. Dumpster juice.
Dumpster juice.
Of it from one end of the parking lot to the other.
Yep. And it smelled like cheese and feet.
Ugh.
At the same time.
Usually that's the kids. That's usually what they smell like.
The upper lip, yeah.
Cheese and feet.
They do.
There goes the Milford IT program. They came and just hooked up all the computers for everybody. They're on their way out the door now. Have a good one, you guys.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
So I guess it works in Milford.
Custodian Pat on his way off the phone now, getting back to work, getting in his car, driving to the school now, and he's going to be pushing that up and down the hallways, making them shiny, not putting all of the teacher stuff back exactly how they like it. They're not going to be happy with him.
The custodian was always my favorite person.
Yeah, we had Dixie.
They were always sweet.
He had tattoos and smoked and had really cool like Nova outside with like mag wheels and like cherry bomb mufflers on it.
They were just
I love
cool,
Dixie.
Real people.
They're just the regular people.
Right. Yeah, they weren't trying to step over each other to get to the top. They're just cool, real, awesome people.
Yeah, yeah. Another one, Dave, had like long hair and a beard and rode a Harley.
They also can't get you in trouble, so you can sort of just, like, talk
that
to
too.
Them.
There was always the one with the lazy eye that was like, hey, get back to class. You're like, okay.
He didn't even work there.
Yeah, he just wandered in.
Just wandering off the street.
I think he slipped in the custodian closet. That's why he had that lazy eye thing going on.
Blunts in it. I don't know what they were for.
Don't drink pine salt, kids. It's bad.
I would know.
Was that your creepy guy voice?
Yes.
I felt creepy.
This is what men sound like to me when they hit on me.
I felt violated.
Really?
You're a lovely lady. Would you like my number? No.
Guys say that to you? You're a lovely lady.
I think you should just talk back to them like that and like
that's
problem
the game
solved.
Plan.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Next time I get hit on, it's just going to be me hunched over.
There you go.
I am not interested.
And you find one guy is really desperate and turns him on anyway.
Yeah.
They get turned on by the weirdest things.
Like what?
I had a guy last night, because I run an open mic in Torrington.
Okay.
And they were talking about running, And I was like, the only time I run is if I'm being chased, meaning I don't exercise.
Exactly.
He goes, oh, do you like being chased? And I was like, oh, can you give me a head start?
Wait, now the guy who said that, was he an open micer or was he audience?
He's a brand new open micer. Brand new.
You didn't think that was funny?
Just got in prison.
No.
It was the delivery.
I asked him, I was like, may I have a head start, please?
That's good.
That's when her bear spray came out.
Yeah, then these are all good questions. Do you like being chased?
Then he said he had money, and I was like, you can chase me if you want.
I won't run.
Now
let's go to Chase Bank.
Now he has a chance.
Look at that, see?
Yeah,
see?
Small chance.
Right, very small chance. Forth, I heard that about him.
Christine in Fairfield.
Hi. I'd like to nominate the man that threw the cat off the bridge.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to put that one also.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so
the cat toss from Bridgeport.
Yeah, that's an understatement is calling him a loser.
No.
Piece of garbage.
Yeah, piece of something else.
The cat was in a cardboard box, and the box was duct taped, and he threw it off the bridge into the water.
Right.
The cat was saved.
Yes, thank God.
It is at the Bridgeport Animal Shelter.
Yeah,
now.
Beautiful cat,
they make
too.
Boxes like people size, I'm just saying.
We should throw him.
Wow. Get a cold coffins.
We'll duct tape him in a box.
Think about what this person was thinking about. He took the time to shove that poor little cute kitty in the box. And
I'm sorry, can you speak in a tone I can hear?
Seriously.
Oh, even you're talking to humans. Too,
even Jingles talking cats. Even Jingles said, "What the hell is that?"
Sorry, I'm very revved up about this.
You think?
No,
that's disgusting.
He took the time to duct tape all of the corners of the box
so it can't get out.
As a human being, when you do that, there's something dead inside of you.
Yes.
You can look into an animal's eyes and say, yeah, this is it.
Yeah,
you're going down.
He's a sociopath. That's the next Dahmer right there.
It's going to be something dead outside.
Can I tell you, Amanda saw the picture of the cat in the box last night at dinner, and she goes, I want that little cat.
Oh, my God. Adopt him. He's going to be up for adoption. Adopt him. Amanda,
I want him.
That picture... Yeah. Whoever took that picture of the... I don't know if that was the box that the cat was in.
I think so, it's gotta be.
Well, it was... That picture just... You know how they say a picture says 1,000 words?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That one did. Yeah.
And it was... Here's the cat and it survived. And it's this cute little face looking outside the box. And how do you close that... But when that face is looking out at you,
how do you close that box and tape
it and say, this is it?
Yeah. That person needs a beating.
It's weird. I thought the same thing. I looked at that cat and I thought, my cat would love this cat's company.
Oh, my God.
You know, there's going to be a line around the block to adopt this cat.
Yeah.
But you should definitely go for it. It's gorgeous.
It's the way that the light is hitting its face, but its eyes look just the slightest bit cross-eyed.
Right, exactly.
And I was like, I think it makes him look like a sweeter guy.
Reminds me of a person on Tinder.
Yeah. I want a little dumb kitty.
There's no one who could look right into a camera and look like they have perfectly straight eyes.
Seriously, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like I have lazy eyes in pictures all the time.
I don't even know what eye to look at with you.
I don't.
Hey, Brooke, we have the best time when you come by.
We do.
So we're linked up to all your stuff at WPLR. Thanks for stopping in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very well. It's finally here.
Yes.
It's happening tomorrow. Milford Oyster Festival. What do I got? Like 100 million people will be there.
Yep.
It's free.
Yep.
And free music. Everything's free except for like some of the food and some of that stuff.
Right. You got to pay for that part.
Let's bring in Jay Pinto and Mike Madden with the Milford Oyster Festival. Good morning, guys.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Morning.
Are you excited or are you stressing out now? What happens in the mind of a guy organizing a big deal?
It's a little mixture of both. You know, there's stress, but at the same time, it comes together every year. And, hey, look at the forecast. That's all I can ask for at this point. The rest takes care of itself. We're ready.
So no rain tomorrow?
No. I mean, no. I don't know what Scott Haney says, but if there is,
what does Scott say? He said cloudy, right? He said maybe some clouds?
Maybe, but more like towards like later on in the evening.
Right. A little bit of cloud cover.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it won't bake.
Yeah. Perfect.
And it's not going to be 94 degrees.
No.
I mean, that's the savior.
That's the main thing.
I mean, 93, just kidding.
And people do it. Like, there have been days where, it's Oyster Fest Saturday, and it's hot.
Yeah.
Like, at 9 in the morning.
Like, baked oysters.
And I'll get there at, like, 2 o'clock, and I think, wow, these people have been out in the field baking all day.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
That's one of those. You save a lot of money on beer, though. You have one beer, you're out of your mind.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just from the sun.
I feel bad for the police standing there in their full uniforms.
Right.
Oh, I'm like, oh, my God, you poor guys and gals.
I always say, you want a beer?
Exactly.
And I'm like, nah, later.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many people are you expecting this year? You never really know, do you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we don't exactly count, but on a good weather day, I think you're going to top out at probably between 40 and 50,000 people.
Did you actually see Connecticut tilting over one side to Milford?
Not all one side, obviously.
I'm jealous of Milford because they have such a great community vibe. They have a lot of great events throughout the year in Milford.
Yeah, but they have me too, so kind of balance it out.
That's true. The pluses and the minuses of being Milford.
It's actually on the Milford sign. We're sorry about AJ. Yeah.
But this thing is really, really special. Like tonight is Oyster Eve, and then tomorrow all day you go anywhere in Milford. That's a good time. What's the biggest crowd you've had at the Milford Oyster Festival?
2014, Bret Michaels. Definitely. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Hands down.
Nothing but a good time. Remember that? Yep.
Freaking pun machine.
Hey, really?
You could dial that down anytime you want.
Why? Why? Why?
Right there.
Yeah. I thought it was Marshall Tucker. So it was Marshall Tucker up until then?
Marshall Tucker. Marshall Tucker has actually played it three times in all three performances, probably in the top 10. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Brett Michaels, they're always solid. See ground. It was just heads.
The picture on our Facebook page is either Marshall Tucker or... Is it Marshall Tucker?
I think it's Tucker.
Oh, really?
But with Brett Michaels, you couldn't see ground. It was all heads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you guys did the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
I have a great photo of that one.
Yeah, he did, man.
He is something else. A fan is short for fanatic, so I can't say I'm a fan. But I really have an appreciation for him after I saw he stayed there.
Genuine guy.
Now, you go back there, backstage, and you see his trailer's parked, and there's a giant graphic of his face on the trailer. And you're like, all right, man, that dude, come on, like, dial it down. Then you meet him, and he's just such a nice, genuine guy.
Yeah.
And there were a zillion people who wanted autographs, like, through the fence.
Uh-huh.
He stayed there. It was probably 45 minutes, Mike.
After that, it
was like an hour and 15.
Did not leave. Like he could have cut out a couple of times. Then he saw someone walking over.
He stayed. Yep.
He would not leave.
It's crazy.
And he looked around.
Yeah.
All right, everyone's good.
Oh, that's cool.
Now I'll get on the bus.
Genuine human being.
Yeah, I never really thought of him as someone. I'm like, oh, that's
surprise.
I really, after I saw him do that for his fans, I thought this guy is very cool.
He's a good egg.
Yeah. He's into himself, but
that's
very.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay.
Rock and roll.
Who is it?
Someone's got to be into him.
Right.
More than the rest of us.
And his face on the trail so you can find him. There's my trailer.
That's right.
Face is on
that's
it.
What that's for.
Exactly.
That's for those late nights when you got a buzz out. Which trailer
is
mine?
There's a whole bunch of trailers out there.
Oh, that one.
Or my face has to be it.
My face is on it.
My face is on that trailer.
Right. You walked in the wrong one. It's embarrassing.
How many people did you have in 2014 with Brett Michaels?
If we had to count, I would have said definitely 50,000, if not more than that this year, yeah.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
That was the biggest.
That was the loudest year, too. I remember going out, and, you know, you try to get the crowd, like, really loud.
Yeah.
Because the band is backstage, and you want them to feel like, oh, crap.
The energy.
These people are ready.
Right. Yeah. They want us.
Because they feed off of that. You get a better show from them.
Right.
And I remember they didn't need a lot of...
Coaching.
Not at all.
They said, hey,
we're like, how you doing?
Right.
And it was this wall of sound.
Knocked me back about 5 feet. Yep.
I feel like Extreme's going to be pretty good tomorrow, too.
I think
so, too.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
I think Extreme's going to be home run. And we also think they built this tour, this section of the tour, right around the Milford Oyster Festival.
I think they did, too. We were talking to Pat Badger this morning, the bass player, and he basically said they haven't toured. This is the first tour they put together for in a while, and this show's like right in the middle. So I think they booked a couple dates in Pennsylvania.
There was nothing on when we did it. And then all of a sudden they popped
five
up.
Five or six dates.
Routing popped up before and after us.
Right.
It's great.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Are they expensive?
Yes.
They're worth every penny.
Extremely? Huh?
Yes.
You get your money's worth.
I had to say that one.
You didn't have to, but go ahead.
And the thing about them is there's a lot of people that appreciate their music.
Yeah.
So musically, we're getting people that are going to come to the festival that they
And we're noticing a lot of people traveling for them.
Yeah.
So
we were talking to Pat about this too. He's from Boston, so you know his group, his crew, his hardcore crew is coming.
Mom and Dad,
mom and dad, a couple of friends,
grandma. Yep.
Phil, can you look up online and see if there is a live performance of More Than Words that is recent? I'd love to hear how they do that. Like, does everybody sing?
I would imagine.
The last time I've seen them, and I've seen them at most shows in this area because I'm a huge Extreme fan, they don't sing too many verses, just the chorus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the shows I've seen.
That's going to be cool.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
It's really like it's 50,000 people become one person,
it's
one voice.
It's a moment, yes.
Derek.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got a question for the promoter.
Go for it.
Are you going to plug in Gary Cherone's microphone tomorrow?
Because Van Halen didn't.
It will be perfectly tuned for all of our ears, including yours, Derek.
You need to hear him. That was a legitimate question.
Derek,
Derek's doing a throwback to 7 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, it's a callback.
Yep.
We were playing some of the Van Halen 3 with Gary Cherone on lead vocals, and his mic was too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
it was too low.
Yeah, okay, crank it up this time.
Got all right,
it.
You found that, Phil?
Go ahead. How easy it would be.
And this sounds like a small place.
Yeah.
This is not the Oyster Fest.
Almost like a club.
Yeah.
Especially in the men's room.
It's all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me.
Come on.
Oh, here are the guys. Ah, the guy showed up.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Imagine being able to do this. Mm-hmm. Just walk in with an acoustic guitar and like.
Oh, and I think we could top that tomorrow.
No, I'm saying, imagine being one of these dudes.
Yeah.
Like oh,
you
my
could just
God.
Show up with a guitar and do this.
Yep. I still dream about it every day, Chaz. I have
exactly.
To
who doesn't?
You're getting a free plate.
Whoever can't do this would love to be able to do this.
100%.
And you're going to get a free plate of wings, too.
Yeah.
That's what you do it for. Beer wings. It's off the beer wings.
What's Ashley going to be doing tomorrow?
Yeah, really?
I think Ashley's introducing in Bad Fish.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, she knows Bad Fish.
And emceeing the oyster eating competition.
So what are you doing with Bad Fish there? What do you know about Bad Fish?
They're a Sublime tribute band, right?
Very good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go. That's all I know.
All right. Let's.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no.
No, you got to do it.
Hold on.
All right.
Let me
push you up there. Mic.
Okay.
Get her up the damn stairs.
I don't know why I'm putting echo on it, but go ahead.
Go.
Who's ready to have a good time? Oh. Where'd everybody go?
Even Badfish left.
You gotta say some key word that'll bring them all back now.
Like what? Yeah!
Shockingly, that worked. What all dimension right. are you in, Ashley?
I don't know. I don't see. It's the same thing.
I don't know why I put echo on you.
Yeah, really.
No, that was cool. Yeah, it's the same thing as the Maid of Honor speech. Like, it's just, I don't know what to say, you know?
What's she talking about up there?
Yeah, well, don't do it. Yeah. Why is she
mentioning
a wedding?
Wedding? I thought Badfish was coming out.
Do we tap on glasses?
Wait, is that Badfish?
All right. Let's start from the beginning, right?
Well, okay.
So there's going to be just slight crowd background. And then you're going to walk out. Go ahead.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Badfish!
Hold on. You got to
introduce
yourself.
Yeah, but like, who's not the opposite.
Right. And then you got to get their attention because they're going to be like, what did she just... Oh, the band's on.
Yeah.
Did they say this Badfish?
I just took a bite!
I think she just said don't have the oyster.
Oh, my God!
I just ate something!
She said 8 people died from eating oysters.
I feel so sick suddenly. Oh,
Jay
my
is
God.
Regretting this so much.
No, this is going to be fun, actually.
Yeah, take this, please.
Awesome.
Take this, please. The awkwardness.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Like, she crapped herself on stage.
Don't
good
come
point.
Tomorrow.
We do have to record this.
Yes, we do.
We do have to record
put
this.
Put a GoPro on her head.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that would be
people
fun.
Will be just standing there like,
what's with the Teletubby over here?
Right.
I think I am more interested in the crowd reacting to her.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, let's try it again. So you're going to walk out onto stage.
Don't trip.
They're going to point to the microphone you're going to use. Center stage mic, and you'll have 60 seconds.
Don't touch the settings.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, guys, this is Ashley from Chaz and AJ. Welcome, Badfish!
Oh, boy.
Where are you? You didn't even say the Oyster Fest.
Well, they know where they are. They're there.
Oh, no, boy. They've been drinking all day. Damn, remind them.
They know where they are.
No, they don't.
It doesn't hurt to say thank you.
This is when there's
to the Milford Oyster Festival.
Oh yeah,
that wasn't 60 seconds. I know that.
That was like five.
So your voice didn't even get anyone's attention.
No.
So they just started hearing noise through
the PA, and they thought,
"What was that?" And they look, and you're walking off.
Yep.
I'm writing down notes.
Okay. Seriously, giving notes on stage?
Really?
Gotta film this.
I always start with something that just gets their attention.
Okay, so
like, hey, your fly's down.
Right. Right.
Who wants beads? Right. You just start with something like, how you guys doing?
Right.
All right, because that'll get some people reacting, and then now that'll get everyone tuned in.
Right.
You'll
right?
never guess what I just saw backstage.
Right.
Then they're going to want to know, though.
And you say, I'm Ashley from Chaz and AJ in the morning on 99.1 PLR.
Okay.
Really? You must
dictate Thanks for
me?
Coming to the 45th annual.
Are you writing this down word for word?
Milford Oyster Festival.
Yes, yeah.
You know 45th, right? Don't bring that cheat sheet out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have to.
We have reads for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and right nice. Before she goes out.
I this. Love lamp.
You're on.
Right.
Oh, no. Have it. Do this. Put. Turn your headphones down.
Okay.
No. Just say, all right, your announcements. In this envelope, open it when you get out there.
Right.
Right. And then just put a blank piece of paper
right.
in
there.
Just put a big smiley face.
Right.
It says here, I'm not wearing any underwear.
Right. Boss Keith is here, and he brought his top five list.
Yes. So my class reunion, my 25th class reunion is tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very excited. I'm going.
How much do you weigh? Are you at high school weight?
I think I would. No.
You can still fit the same socks you wore in high school.
I don't think I'm at high school weight. I think I'm close-ish.
You weigh a lot less than when I met you.
The 20th reunion, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was King Kong Bundy then. Yeah. Now I'm
They called him Pimple.
So I have the top five ways to win the reunion. You got to win. That's the key. You don't go to these reunions to see people anymore. You see them all on Facebook. You go to win.
Right.
So,
why is everything a competition with you?
Listen, you go to win the reunion.
It's his list.
By the way, if you're going to introduce a band, you have to say PLR, Ashley. It's part of the bit. You got to say the radio station.
From my perspective, Chaz and AJ.
Are you sure you want me to do this?
Yeah, you have to say Chaz and AJ, PLR.
Listen, we asked everybody else. You were the only one available.
Right.
Oh, great.
All the people can't make it, so it's you.
All right, so number five, have all the money. So an easy way to win the reunion is to be the wealthiest person there. So I have a friend who went to Harvard. He has an apartment in New York City, a beach house in Newport, and a giant fancy car. I think he wins.
Yeah,
he has wins potential to win.
Yeah, he owns.
Now, he's not an egomaniac, but I planned to be like, ask Derek about the Newport house in the background.
Was he at your 40th?
He was. Yeah, okay. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, there were some insane cars. You have friends with money.
Right.
Yeah, what happened with you?
Like, all my smart friends are from high school, and all my idiot friends are from radio. That's kind of the way it's worked.
Gotcha.
Isn't this just how you win
AJ,
high school?
I'll explain this to you later.
You said we were your friends.
Number four, you have your hair. So if you follow a lot of classmates on Facebook, you know 25 years hasn't been anybody's friend. But I have a full head of hair. It might be gray, but like I have hair.
Better gray than away, yeah.
So I think I'm ahead of a lot of these folks. A lot of them are bald, so I think I'm in the top five for hair.
Okay.
And you're not going to color it.
No, I thought about it, though.
You did it once.
I look like a vampire.
I think that was the first thing I said. You colored your hair.
Like a brand new paintbrush. Yeah.
But these people wouldn't know. So if I colored my hair tomorrow afternoon, unless they really have been following me on Facebook, they wouldn't know that I'm gray.
You'd have to do a little bit. You have to leave a little gray in there.
Yeah, no,
make it real.
I like how you think everybody's looking at your social media.
They have nothing else to do.
They're going to be like, Phil.
Who are you? You follow me on Facebook.
Right, exactly. Instagram, too.
Number three, cool job. So my reunion is in New Hampshire, so people aren't going to know these radio stations, but I'm okay here. I think I have a cool job. Yeah. But there's a girl that does all the packaging for Hasbro. She makes all the toys. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's a good one.
You are such a child.
Did you do research?
I did.
That's not a cool job.
That's a cool job. There's another guy who's a real estate agent Beverly Hills for $1 million homes. I think that's a cool job.
That wins.
That's a cool job.
I think that wins. That's the win, yeah.
I think if I went to Amity High School, I'd probably win because everybody would know the radio stations and the personalities and all that. But in New Hampshire, like, nobody's going to care.
Right.
Have you met this chick? She designs the Monopoly box.
It's
awesome.
Seems like Phil has more mic time lately.
Just say you have 15.
I think we should turn him off.
You notice that? I have 15 head of cow. That'll do right there.
So I think the real estate guy wins.
I think he wins.
I think you're second, but you definitely don't lose to the Hasbro.
I don't know. I think that's a cool job.
Might be tied with the Hasbro girl.
It's a cool. She designed all the packaging for all the toys. Like, that's cool.
Yeah. The graphic design stuff.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Number two. Your kids aren't gross. Now, so we can pretend that all kids are cute and cuddly, but a lot of them are gross.
It's true.
And I look at a lot of pictures on Facebook and Instagram, and I say, like, your kids are gross.
Right.
So I think mine aren't weird looking, so I'm a step ahead.
You win that one.
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
Like, some kids, they're still in the larval stage.
Yeah, there are some gross looking kids. Now, I'll pretend they're, like, have you seen my kids on Instagram? Oh, they're so cute.
Exactly. You are cursed, so someone comes over, oh, I'm Jimmy. Oh, yeah, gross kids. Right,
yeah. Yeah, you get the one with the floating eyeball.
Oh, I remember you. You have gross kids.
Right. Who is that guy? Yeah, orange shirt, gross kids.
Right.
So the number one way to win the reunion, so I sort of look the same as I do in high school, but the number one way to win is you were once disgusting, and now you look awesome. So that's the person that really wins the whole thing.
Yeah, the moth became butterfly.
Correct. Yeah, so this happened at my 20th. There was a girl from high school who was shy. She wasn't fashionable. She was sort of invisible. She shows up at the 20, and she quickly got a new Instagram follower. She looks amazing. She looked amazing.
Really? He's in bushes also.
Oh, my God. So I think that's what you want to be. You want to be the person that was
Did you have that moment in the hall where some song from your high school
right
play?
And
you're watching and she's walking in slow motion and it's like this fan from a video.
Yes, her hair's blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
But it was a YouTube song.
It's like, and you hear it. It's like muffled.
Truth?
Where are your hands?
And Keith is just.
You know, Keith, I always liked you.
This is a real thing.
She's getting out of the pool.
She comes over and she says, "You were nice to me.
Yeah,
I'll always remember
that. I always liked you."
That's certainly not true either. Right.
You were the kid with the hot dogs.
And also, I made the mix for the party, in case you were worried. I was called to make the mix.
Oh.
Nobody else
It's great. It is so good.
There's
it's
no my winning
finest
that
hour.
One.
It's my finest hour. And it's only songs from August of 1990 to August of 1994. So
but
just the high school
songs
years.
That everybody wants to hear or the songs that you
everybody
want to hear?
Everybody wants to hear. No. I did it right. It wasn't just like Keith's favorite alternative songs from 1992.
Okay.
It is balanced with hip-hop and pop and alternative songs and rock songs from that era.
But not deep cuts.
No deep cuts.
Everyone's going to know every song.
Did Alan load it?
How many U2 songs?
Just Mysterious Ways. Which is from November of 91. So it works. Great. It works in the thing. But it's excellent. The last 2 hours are all pop dance songs. Like, it's my finest work. Now, I said to the girl running the thing, I said, if people complain about no new songs, like Old Town Road or whatever, you send them to me and I'll explain what's happening.
Old Town Road.
Send them to me.
And she goes, why? I go, well, it's a whole... Don't worry about it. Just send him to
There's
me.
There's no NAS.
You know what's going to happen, though? He's going to be in the middle of talking to that girl. He's all hot now.
Yep.
It's like, oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about the playlist. Not now!
So that's it. Those are the top five
ways
to win.
Have a good time.
Yeah, man. Have fun.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.